You are listening to the We Hired a Sitter for This podcast.
We hired a sitter for this.
We have a roster of like 7 sitters.
I'm spending $3,000 on paints.
Do you go to therapy?
Never have, no.
There was a small fire. I put it out.
Real talk, the stakes are too high with my baby.
Comedy, parenting, marriage, life.
We do it all.
I'm a dad and I'm busy.
I have an opinion. I don't know if it'll be right, but
I'm Patrick.
My name is Gaston.
And we hired a sitter.
Switch it up today.
Yeah, are you going to go full to the side?
Let's go side today.
Oh, man, I want to see that logo, though.
Oh, the logo, fire.
Dr. New York.
Yeah, D-R-N-Y.
And there's,
I like that.
It's not Dr. New York?
Not at all. It's
what
Dominican
is
Republic.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my God. I am so ashamed. My first instinct is surely that means Dr. New York.
Dr. New York, baby.
I think I associate Dr. J, sports, basketball, Doc Gooden. I don't know.
I ain't mad at that.
It's kind of got the Mets color. No, it's red and blue. It's not Mets colors.
No,
but
orange,
there's a story to the hat. I saw the story in your stories around the Don't Tell recording. You had this hat custom made.
Yeah.
By who? I thought this man was Dr. New York. He's like a podiatrist. He's taking copays.
Oh, man. Right on the streets of Brooklyn.
But Dominican Republic, New York, DRNY. Tell me about this.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
hat.
It's a really dope brand. I love the idea of it. It's just about like a certain aesthetic and connecting to both parts of the culture equally. That I'm very much pro Brooklyn, pro New York.
Yeah,
but I'm also a very proud Afro Latino.
Yeah,
and I'm not in DR every day, but I connect with Dominicans from here. And
yeah,
so much of my favorite parts of New York are related to like being part of an immigrant centric city, and
yeah,
Dominicans are a big part of that. So yeah, like this brand kind of reps that really like well. It reps like Dominicans that are here like in New York and still like hold down the culture.
Yeah.
By the same token, we've kind of become like our own thing, you know what I mean? Like you go back home and people call us Dominican Yorks a little bit and all of that.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I mean?
Dominican York.
Yeah, because you know, and we kind of
Is that a pejorative, or is that like
it's definitely like love, but like needling a little bit sure. But like
you're getting negged.
Yeah, but we embracing it, you know, and we making it a cool thing.
Yeah.
But now like the brand is just dope because it kind of just vibes with both of them. Check out these stuff. A lot of like really dope Dominican artists are repping it.
Yeah.
Indie brand, you know what I mean? The dude makes all the stuff on his own and puts it out.
He sent us $2,000 to mention the hat on the podcast.
Oh yeah, baby.
We haven't told him that we don't have anybody listening yet, but
listen, man, it's what we do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I want to know about the swoosh. So it's kind of a take on of the Nike swoosh,
yeah,
but it looks
sure
like there's a design in the swoosh.
Yeah, B, it's fly, B. You know what I mean? It's ill.
Does the red and white stripes?
Those are the Dominican flag colors.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, B, it's all hard. Right. And like he was making hats before, and he sent me a hat, and I was like, yo, this is dope. I love the logo, but I only wear size 8 New Eras. He was sending out the open cap.
Oh, so, like, yeah, with the clips.
Yeah, and that's convenient business wise. He's a small indie brand. But like,
yeah,
I was like, yo,
fitted.
I'm a dome, B. Like, I need the 8.
And what's the logo on the back?
Oh, it's them. You know what I mean?
DRNY.
DRNY.
What is that font? Not RoboCop. Not, what is it? It's like,
isn't that, I'm blanking. I feel like,
oh, it's a famous font.
Yeah,
it's
that's like, bothering me now because I actually recognized it when I
maybe
first saw
Terminator or something, or yeah, it's something.
Is it Giants?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it could be. It's a great hat.
Yeah,
and the
thank
new
you
era logo on that side.
Yeah, it is a new era hat. It's just like, you know, he customized it.
He embroiders on top.
Yeah, because like I've tried other hats. I'm a big fitted cap head.
Yeah,
because the new era size 8, I just like how it looks on my head.
And 8 inches is the circumference? How do they do that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's way bigger.
I feel like it's way more than 8 inches.
If we put a tape measure around your skull, it would be like 34 inches.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You're very smart. You have quite a cranium. I have a self-confidence, self-image. I'm self-conscious of the shape of my head.
Really?
If I shave my head, I have a very narrow skull. And I grew up getting made fun of for having big ears. Like, I like wearing these headphones because I like to monitor the sound. I'm a control freak. But also, I want to hide my ears because inside, I remember people making fun of my big ears, which I have grown into.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They're not big.
Yeah, I didn't think
here,
that.
I'll show
you. They
I'll
don't stand out to me like this. Yeah.
I mean, these are nice ears.
Yo, you a handsome dude, B.
Thank you. Thank you. But
all proportional.
If I take this down too close, I have a very narrow head. I'm a skinny little squished brained person. So I think I'm like a 6 1/4 on a New Era hat. I'm not sure.
Nah, you got to be like a 7.
Yeah. I it's been a long time. I used to wear fitted hats all
the
time.
Yeah, I'm pro 7s.
How do you get around hats like the funk, the smell and the funk?
I throw them out.
You just get rid of them.
Yeah. I have cleaning stuff if like it's like a really like rare hat to get. Like if it's hard, I have a whole process. There's like a thing I put on the front so that my sweat doesn't actually end up on the hat and I could just keep replacing that.
Yeah.
So I usually put that on like a brand new hat that I know like I'm never getting this again.
Yeah.
And
how many months are you going to try to get out of this hat?
It depends because like if I go daily, like if it really becomes like the hat that I'm rocking, I get like a good 3-4 months out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually like a hat will last me like a year or two because like it's part of the rotation.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah. And like most of the hat damage isn't gradual. That's what people like think is like, oh, like, you know,
it's
like,
from one stressful
it's
day.
It's from one bad day.
It's
yeah.
one event.
Like, oh shit, I wore this too long. I've been running around and like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like I'm a, like, you know, we've talked about, I don't take trains. I drive everywhere.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm on a train, the hat is done.
Yeah.
That's like a sacrifice to the gods.
Well, yeah. And when you do reach the end of one hat that gets particularly damaged, you could like memorialize. You could be like, I remember this hat. This is from the Phoenix Improv, March 2024, the worst bomb of my life.
Yo,
that hat was done.
I look at it too, like, damn, but you didn't deserve that, man. Like, yo, and I keep it around for a while, pretending I'm gonna rejuvenate it, cause I do. There are things I could do to clean it, but like, it's too far. Like, it's rare. I've brought back like 3 hats, and like those were like I couldn't find them again hats.
Yeah,
but like if I could buy it again, like I have like a week of like not admitting it to myself, just leaving the hat on my desk. Like, nah, B, I'm gonna do it. But it never happens. You always chuck it, you know.
Well, now you got me thinking of good luck charms and good luck rituals. Do you have any hats that are feel like good luck hats? Like, this is my game time hat or this is my fancy hat?
I go through eras of that for sure. Like, right now, like, this is something I'm really vibing with. I felt like I wore this for the taping. It got made for me. So, like, it means something in general, A. B, like, I'm really trying to channel my whole, like, Bully Season era again, so I'm rocking all the black.
Okay, yeah,
you know what I mean?
You want to look intimidating.
Yeah, be like, I'm just trying to, not even look intimidating, I'm just trying to go back to the aesthetic. I want to be intimidating.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm coming for people's, school lunches.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm encouraging my kids to bully.
There's going
to
be a wedgie in
your
future.
Yeah, real tall, B, watch your back.
You want a noogie? Come hang out with Gastor.
Real tall.
Did you deliver did you ever deliver a noogie?
Noogies, yeah. Wet Willies, I actually didn't do. I ain't like the saliva. I thought it was messed up.
Oh, horrible, horrible.
Yeah,
somebody did that. Actually, I'll just say it. Jerry Lolly. Did you ever do an open mic with Jerry Lolly?
Nah, we'd have problems if this goes where it's going.
Yeah, he put a wet finger in my ear in public as an adult man. I'm, you know, when I started open mics again, I think I was 32 years old. And I got this fucking guy's wet ass finger in my ear canal. I almost murdered people. I think I can't remember. It got very heated very quickly.
I don't blame you.
But it was just like, and I might be misremembering. There is a chance he did it to someone else and I observed it and I was horrified by
it. That's still wrong.
But whatever was going on, it was like, no, we are adult. I mean, he's younger, but we're adults.
Yeah, we don't.
We're not doing Wet Willies.
What the fuck?
You want to bring back the bully era symbolically?
Yeah,
bully like, energy.
Right. Like I'm saying, like, yo, like, comedically, y'all slacking off.
Yeah.
I'm taking all your sets.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not giving Wet Willies. That's nasty. Plus, I never understood the Wet Willie as like an idea, because like.
No.
You end up with the shitty smelling finger.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
your finger smells like saliva all day. That's disgusting. Especially if you're doing it in like mass.
And
like,
your inner ear stuff. And inner ears get weird in your 30s and 40s. Can I tell a really disgusting story?
Please.
This is going to be really disgusting.
We already there, baby.
So I'm driving up to Binghamton, New York with Chris Chris James, hilarious comic. We're going to do a winery show. And you know my car. My car has become a running storyline on this podcast. My car, I get in the car and I'm like, I think something died under the hood of the car. Because we have rats in our parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And the rats will do a thing. Rats and cats do this, where if your engine is warm, well, the rats do their own thing, which is they will chew on wires that a lot of car manufacturers make wires out of a soy-based plastic, and rats are attracted to it, and they chew the wires. Luckily, they're not interested in the Kia Sorento because they're like, this car's a piece of shit. We're not even snacking on this. So the rats don't chew our wires, but I do worry that in the cold winter months, they might want to snuggle up against the warm engine. You come home from a long drive, it's warm. A cat or a rat might crawl up in there. I've never witnessed this myself, but I get in the car one day and I discover there's a smell coming through the air filter. I'm like, I think something died under the hood of the car. And I'm like, this is gross. I got to go pick up the headliner. He's going to be grossed out. Like, we got to drive all the way up to Binghamton. We get in the car, we start driving, and I say, hey, if you notice a weird smell, I think maybe there's something dead. I'm sorry. And he said, he's like, no, I don't smell anything at all. I think it's fine. And I kept, like, every 20 minutes or so, I would catch a little smell coming from the heater. And I'm like, something's wrong in this car. Anyway, we do the gig, we drive back, we do it all in one night. It was a lot of time in the car. Chris James, amazing comic, he's in Los Angeles, check him out. We have a great trip, and I'm like, I don't know what that was, I'm going to go to bed. I wake up in the morning, I have an earache, and I'm like, why does my ear hurt? And I'm like messing with it, and I think it's because of AirPods. You use AirPods?
Nah.
Yeah, don't use AirPods. I think I got to get rid of the AirPods, because they push stuff in, you know?
Okay.
So anyway, I got an earache and I'm like, I got to deal with this problem. This is disgusting. So I make an appointment at One Medical, and then I'm sitting on the couch watching TV and I'm like playing with the dog, and I'm like, maybe the dog's, and I start smelling something. I'm like, I think the dog smells like maybe, but this smells similar to what was dead in my car. What is going on? And then I notice that when I turn my head at a certain speed and I inhale, I can smell that smell. And I go to the doctor. He looks at my ear. He's like, you have a bad ear infection. Like, it's really bad. We got to clean this out. They clean it out. I don't even want to describe what comes out, but stuff comes out and it's gross and it's not supposed to be in there.
Okay.
There's like, you ever see those guys who use magnets to like get stuff out of the river? Does that come up on your algorithm? They're like, I got a bicycle. I got an old gun. There's an old gun. I got a musket from the 1800s. I got an old refrigerator. There's a bank safe with old papers in it. This guy's just picking out like cartoons. It's like that fish, you know, the fish skeleton in the cartoons from the smelly tree. Anyway, my ear was so infected and gross that it was producing a funky smell.
That's what's
and
up.
And I was smelling my own decaying, disgusting body.
Hell yeah.
When I thought I was smelling the disgusting decay of a rat or a cat inside my engine, it was just my own personal hygiene issues literally being blown in my face. I feel so ashamed of sharing this story. This is disgusting and filthy, and I'm sorry.
That's beautiful.
We're 13 minutes in, and listeners have stopped. They're like, I can't.
I mean, this is officially the last time I'll sit this close to you.
we need a bigger studio.
Real talk. We are definitely leveraging green screen technology going forward. I'll be shooting this from home. You know, you could piece us together.
We're going to quarantine. We're quarantining from now on.
It happens, brother. I know I got like, I had like bumps in the back of my neck when I first became diabetic that were like, they would get infected quickly.
Mm.
But they didn't smell. That's wild. It was just me like, it said diabetics don't recover from cuts fast.
Interesting.
So like if I like in the back of my neck, I got cut.
If you get shaped up.
Yeah, like if I get a shape up or like just from being a big dude, like I have like, you know, like crevices and shit now that I gotta like watch out for, because if they get like a cut in the crevice, it'll never heal.
Yeah.
And then that'll get infected quick.
Yeah.
So I'll feel like a bubble or some shit. I'm like, fuck, I messed up. So my neck hygiene's never been better, because I'm like so like concerned. I'm like, doing a Sasquatch soap on there every day.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, going ham on that. But
do they have you on their show yet?
I did
aren't
a
they,
show.
Aren't they doing like promotional stand up shows? Or
I did.
Something?
I did a show that they were sponsoring, and I took like I want to say maybe like 40 bars of Sasquatch soap. I have every nice. Every flavor they make, like whatever
like,
it is.
I like the idea of you doing personal care to Wu-Tang's Protect Your Neck. You got to protect your neck. Ross and I say this all the time. We are disgusting meat sacks. Like the human body is just gross. There's lymph. I don't even know what lymph fluid does. There's blood, there's tears, there's all the stuff, you know, the sweat and fluids and then the hard parts. There's nothing actually hard in your body. Like bones are actually soft and filled with water. Like
really?
It's all disgusting. You know? Of course they're hard to touch, but like they are meant to be a little bit spongy and a little bit flexible. You know, we think of brittle bones, but that's because bones when they're dry. Yeah, they're dried out and you're dead and you're laying there. Like, yeah, that's a brittle bone.
Interesting.
Yeah. I might be just making shit up here. Teeth are hard, but teeth are disgusting too. You can get really bad infections in there.
That's one of the few things I'm self-conscious about is my teeth.
In what way?
I stopped wearing my retainer the second I got braces off, so they're not as straight as I know they could have been, which it's not even that they are not as straight as others. It's that they're not as straight as they were.
Right.
That bothers me. Like, I wasted this money and this investment in time.
Yeah. I could see that being a hang up for you because you are so into one doing their personal best, like one working as hard as they can to be the best that they can possibly be.
Yeah. Like it's one of the times where like, I feel like I learned that lesson. Like as a kid, I realized like, oh, like I dropped the ball here.
Like I had a chance. I was set up for success, but I got distracted.
Yeah, they did everything possible to get this right for me, and they got it right for me. I messed it up proactively after. I was like, no, I'm not doing this thing that the doctor said I should do. In fact, I like fought to get them off. I had them for like 2.5 years.
They're painful, right?
Yeah. I had braces and I was like, I'm done with this. And they're like, nah, like we need like another couple months. And I was like, yo, like we taking them off next visit. And he didn't believe me. And I showed up, I had already taken off like 4 of them on my own.
With a pair of pliers like, in the backyard.
Straight up, I took all the cabling out and like I was missing like 4 braces. He's like, what you do?
Yeah.
He's like, I took them off. He's like, so you got to finish it now. You know, and like I just had like I had 4 teeth on the bottom row with just like cement chunks that they used to hold it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was stupid of me. And then they're like a consistent shade of not white. Like they're off white.
Yeah.
So I don't got like that TV white.
Yeah.
And like I know I brushed.
Yeah.
But I see people, I'm like, how are you doing that?
Well,
you know?
TV white is an impossible standard. Like that is the result of veneers and $1 million dentists and processes that are not natural. Like a natural human tooth looks a certain way, and TV white is we're set up for failure if we compare ourselves to the Kardashians and the Nicolas Cages of the world. And
well,
then
I want those.
And then you want to get a big set of
real talk.
Yeah.
When I get that, if I get that kind of money, y'all gonna know. Like, I'm gonna leave my teeth crooked. I'm comfortable with it now.
Yeah.
But the white teeth, that's going down. You're going to see that. Like, yeah, boy.
Will they be your teeth, though, or will they be veneers?
I want them to be mine, but I'll accept them being veneers if that's the price we got to pay.
I could see you with a big, beautiful smile of fake chiclet teeth.
All
just
day.
Just like enormous billboard. Like
the thing is, if I'm going to give veneer, I'm going gold. So, like,
that's the thing. Not total
yeah,
gold.
Like,
grow.
I can't. Nah, but I'm going to do like
one or two.
I don't know. I'm doing pretty significant. It might be like 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every other.
Yeah.
make it look like a checkerboard in there.
It's a pattern, B. My teeth are going to be Morse code, y'all. It's going to be crazy.
Gold plated chessboard. And
you
you'll
see,
be like,
G,
checkmate.
Yo, his teeth is an SOS sign, y'all. It's crazy. Yo, straight up, but Gabby tells me all the time, like, yo, like, I really don't want you to get money. You're going to make so many dumb decisions.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, B. Yo, like, yeah, no, I would definitely get, I feel more and more I would get gold gold teeth.
Yeah, I don't think I want veneers. I would like to take better care of my teeth. I don't know the last time I've been to a dentist. This is really confessions of Patrick's personal hygiene problems today on the show. Yeah, Ross actually went to the dentist yesterday, and she's like, "You got to go to this guy because we don't have like real health insurance." You know?
Right, right.
Like we're freelancers. We got to like make it all work however we can. So this guy takes out of pocket. It was $375 for a cleaning and some x-rays, and that's like just all cat, like that's just like money that's gone, you know what
right,
I mean
right.
So I'm like, well, I'll just brush really good for right. for a few years and wait for something to start hurting. That's my dental plan.
I'm with you, man. I'm the only one with that kind of insurance situation. Like Gabby and the kids, they got insurance through her job.
Oh wow.
So like I got like, you know, whatever scammy free insurance that like my wife figured out.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, like I'm just like, I'm not spending that kind of money yeah. on my teeth. Like I don't need them that much.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And we got good health insurance by taking a continuing education class at Fashion Institute of Technology.
Hell yeah.
I think we've talked about, her and I have talked about this on a show, but we are essentially college students.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's beautiful.
We have student IDs and we pay, I think it works out to it's about $1,000 every 6 months. So every 6 months, or no, it's more than that, because it's like just in December, we paid about $5,000 to cover me. No, not five, $4,000. Me, Ross, and Franny all have plans through Aetna, through the school, but none of it is dental. So anything dental related, we just got to pay for.
Okay.
But yeah, what we do works out to about $230 a month, I think. But
that's,
we have to
bad.
Pay it all up front every 6 months. So listeners, if you have a real job with real dental care and real health care, I just sounded like DJ Clue, didn't I? If you got a real dental plan, if you have real health insurance.
If you got real health insurance, throw your hands up.
Let me hear you say, yeah. And they all proudly say, yeah, because their teeth are clean and white. But yeah, I don't think people realize that is the big benefit of having like a salary job through a legitimate corporation is the healthcare stuff.
I mean, all of that
what
stuff,
a country,
right?
Like, what a country we live in.
Roth IRAs, 401ks, yeah, yeah. All that yeah. stuff is what you give up when you want to be an artist
yeah.
or a entrepreneur. Like those yeah. are the things you put on the line. It's part of why I think it's a bad decision. Don't do this, kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I had insurance through UPS
yeah.
when I worked there. That was phenomenal. Like, it was the only time in my life where I was like, man, I could have 14 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I felt so confident they yeah. were covered.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital, had a whole baby.
Yeah.
Nothing came back to me. Like, it was yeah. just like, yeah, that nah, it's covered. You know what I mean?
That was a 2-day delivery
real
at the
talk.
Hospital.
They took their time. They're like, "Nah, you good, baby."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I love that. I mean, yeah, unions and proper corporate structure, like it all can work together. But man, as a country, we are getting in a weird place where like it takes like people can't just go work at Starbucks or whatever. You got to work for 40 hours to be full time, but they do all this stuff to like make sure you're not full time. Anyway, that's somebody else's topic for a different podcast.
I mean, I've accepted yeah. that. Listen, my teeth are going to be falling out one day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have content about it. That's it. I'm going to make jokes and I'm going to start drinking smoothies.
If you get some clips out of it, it might be worth
it. It's worth it.
To like, only have gums.
Straight up. Like, it just is what it is. I'm starting to do other stuff to like improve my health. Maybe I'll get to my teeth one day.
Yeah.
You know, but
what's the health check-in? How are the walks going? What's happening?
So the walks, admittedly, I slacked off to start the month.
Uh-huh.
I fell behind the pace. I was still doing steps,
yeah.
but I'm behind the February pace until
okay.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
So the last 2 days I've been walking more to make sure that I meet my goal. My goal for this month was 3,500
yeah.
a day. Right now I'm averaging 22. So I got to do like 7,000 a day.
All right.
For the rest of the month to get to that number.
Well, when you leave here, just walk around the block 10 times, then go to your car.
Real talk. I'm not even like lying. Like that's part of the agenda. I'm just trying to sneak
yeah.
them in, add it up. But yeah, like I
We should do an episode from the that we talked about at that reservoir walk around Highland Park. We could bring some lavalier mics and just do a walk and talk and get our steps in.
I'm down with that in spirit. But like my talking and walking game ain't yours right now.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
Like we do that, that's just gonna be me saying for an hour. That might be an end of year episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we do that right now. It's just gonna be a very Patrick heavy episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Gas was just really agreeing with all his talking points. Yep. For my survival, well, all I gotta say is yes.
It'll be a respiratory system episode. Yeah, I'm feeling it too, man. On Saturday night, you know Casey James Salengo, right?
Yeah.
He filmed a special at Gutter Bar, and I was one of the camera operators.
Shouts to Casey.
Yeah, congratulations, Casey. Amazing, hilarious hour. But, you know, I was on my feet for 4 or 5 hours straight, and my feet still hurt. We're recording this on Tuesday morning right now. I'm like, my feet hurt. My body doesn't hold itself correctly or something, and I'm wearing these cushy ass like stupid looking shoes, and I'm in not good shape.
There's days where like I have stuff to do, and like if I fall a little bit off the pace,
yeah,
in the past, like when I was like 25 30, I'd have been like, all right, we gonna power through this, yes, like catch up, and like I'll have that idea in my head, I'll get inspired. And my body's like, nah, but you still going to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I could do to power through anymore. Like, my body does not have it in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of age or if it's because I'm out of shape and healthy. So I'm trying to get healthy to at least maximize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, like, this, like, I wanted to last night. I got a lot done yesterday.
Yeah.
But I had stuff that I wanted to get done that I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had the time if I was willing to give up, like, 2 hours of sleep. But my body was like, nah, you can't do it.
Yeah.
It'll stay awake if I want to watch Netflix. That's yes, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But because Netflix has a team of scientists who have figured out how to keep you watching TV.
Yo, all day.
All the apps have figured out how to keep us awake and suck away our attention from actual rest and self-care.
Straight up. But you want to like edit videos? Nah, go to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Which actually this feels like a good time to say tomorrow, March 20th, we're recording this on Tuesday, March 19th. This will come out on March 20th is my 43rd birthday.
Yo,
so I am 43 years old, which feels so surreal
as well. Brother, many blessings.
Thank you very much. 2024 feels so weird to say out loud. Isn't it weird to say we're in 2024?
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, do you remember growing up saying, yeah, in the year 2000, it's going to be like flying car, whatever.
Straight
like,
up.
How are we 24 years past that? And now I'm middle-aged.
Yeah, yo, we old, B.
Like 43 is old. Fuck. Mm. So my feet hurt. My belly's fat. I can't stop eating junk food. So I actually was, you brought up this topic, I brought it up. I was going to see, maybe I don't know if you're interested in a book club. I just took out this book. It hasn't come yet from the library on Libby. Do you use the Libby app?
I don't do any of the stuff you talked about. Okay. Libby, right. Book clubs, none of that. What are we talking about?
Wait, do you, like, Dominican Yorks aren't doing book clubs?
I'll fuck with books, but like a book club, man? You meeting other people and talking about books?
Well, we meet to do this here. Oh, it's called Outlive, The Science and Art of Longevity by Peter Attia, medical doctor. I don't get it for another 6 weeks, so I'm not going to learn how to survive aging for another month and a half, but maybe I just buy the book.
Yo, that's fucking funny, man. I really hope you don't die the next 5 weeks, my G.
This
is gonna haunt me. Yo, you get the
my wife's at the funeral and my phone dings and it's a notification for a book called Outlive.
Oh man, I don't want you to die, but man, if you die, that'd be funny, yo.
Audiobook's
oh
not,
my god,
audiobook won't be here for 9 weeks, so. But yeah, this came up on Reddit, actually. I was surfing around and one of the subreddits that comes, I don't know if I joined it, is Sugar Free. Do you go to that for the diabetes stuff?
No. That's so dope, though.
It's people who have decided to live a sugar-free life where they avoid processed sugars and added sugars in foods, and they talk all the time about like which products sneak it in there. Huh. I mean, I'm sure this is stuff you know about way more than me, but
that's dope though.
That book came up on there because people talk about like, actually, no, it might have been a sex related subreddit. The person said, women, what do you hate sexually about men? Like, what's your like a pet peeve you have? And one woman said, when men don't have enough core strength, because then if they're on top and they're doing the work and they get tired, it's a turnoff for the woman when the guy just like kind of collapses on top of them. And I'm like, oh, I relate to that very specifically.
That's fair.
I'm definitely, I have zero core strength right now. And somebody responded saying, there's this book, and a big message in that book is about how core strength is so important to maintain the older you get, because it's how you get out of bed. It's how you get up off the floor if you fall.
Yeah, I got to do a kick to get out of bed.
You got to build up some momentum.
As I start up.
Yeah, no, I'm doing a lot of like pushing up to get out of bed. And I'm feeling, I'm like, I got to move my body. I got to use it.
Straight up.
They say use it or lose it for a reason.
It's real. I got core strength. I don't got core endurance.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's very Dominican too. Like, that's why we baseball players. You know, we can hit home runs. We don't want to run.
Short bursts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great, we can hit home runs, but we don't want to run.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take that nice leisurely.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we won't get around these bases at my pace.
Yeah.
Take like 25-30 seconds, you know?
I remember in the 90s what was his name, there's a big home run hitter, it was like him and Frank Thomas for a few years there were like very famous. He might have been an Expo or a god, I can't remember. Who were some of the famous like home run hitters
in the 90s?
Yeah,
I mean, let's see. We got Juan Gonzalez. Dude,
Juan Gonzalez, yeah.
Okay.
And he's a light-skinned Dominican guy, right? Lighter skin?
Yeah, a little lighter than me, I would say, yeah.
Thick mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Big muscle
Juan
dude.
Gonzalez, yes. That's exactly what I'm thinking of. I remember reading an article about him, and this has nothing to do with health or anything, but I found it fascinating that he would practice hitting bottle caps as a kid.
They
would throw bottle caps, and the curve of the bottle cap was so challenging that made them all good curveball hitters.
Rock on.
And it was such a cool thing, and I remember thinking, like, that's where privilege works against you, because if that's how they grew up, hitting, like, bottle caps with a broomstick.
Yo, we out here, baby.
Like, that made him an incredible batter.
Yo, we had some OGs, man. Our mustache game was crazy.
Yes, yes.
Real talk. Yeah. Julio Franco.
Yes.
We got some legends back there that like, yo, like the mustache and muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up. That's a good title.
We mustache and muscles, yeah. That's like a fetish website for men of a certain kind. Or women, I guess.
Real talk, B.
Us white players, we had a lot of like borderline alcoholic, like you think of Pete Rose or Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs
is
a legend, yo.
Yeah, these guys could hit and play, but they were definitely like coming off of hangovers and like excited to hit the bar again after the game.
Yeah, ain't there like a 90 beer story of Wade Boggs or some shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like drank like 90 beers and then like went out the bat or something.
Yeah.
Wade Boggs is a G, yo. Real talk. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
I rock with all those white boys that drank like that.
Yeah.
Like him, who was homeboy from St. John's, the basketball player, Chris Mullen.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was another
yeah.
one that there was like he would like show up to like to basketball games in college. Like they was like, yo, like he's still sweating.
Just stinking of it. Yeah. Well, they
just dropped 7 3-pointers, yo, it was crazy.
I mean, I think when I drank, like I had no athletic ability, but it did give me a lot of energy. Like that amount of carbs, like you
gotta burn it.
Maybe some people's bodies like get energized because they want to burn through it.
Mm.
So maybe they should serve more alcohol for the bench of the New York Jets and have better results next season.
I'd watch those games. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, just drunken brawler matches.
Let's see what happens, baby.
Yeah,
you know.
All right. So the walks have peeled back. But we're gonna do this book club. We'll get in shape.
Yeah, I will say, like, I am, it's been a 2-day streak now.
That's great.
You know, I
noticed
it.
Did you bring,
it,
did you bring the camera?
No, I didn't do it. And so, like, I, both times I didn't bring the camera specifically because it was late.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, yeah, I got like an hour before these steps don't count for today.
You're not trying to lose the camera.
Not even that, I don't want to stop for the camera.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, I got to get steps in now.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, yeah, it was like 11 times. Yeah, I got to step out. Otherwise, it's going to look like I died today. Like, I took 50 steps.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to go make moves. And if I bring the Rico out,
yeah,
you know, I'm taking pictures instead of stepping, which I like doing in general. But nah, I was motivated. But I'll do that tomorrow. It's a good call.
Yeah. I think maybe we could design a scavenger hunt for you where like you got to go out and get a picture of a red car from the 70s and a eagle from Central Park and a
you driving me walk for years, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like
y'all
or like
know
a
what
sky-
eagles look like. Y'all be just sending you pictures of all types of birds.
Or
yo.
Just like a skyline from Queens. Yeah, like any kind of like get you out there.
I like that actually. Real talk, yo. Semi scavenger hunts.
I can't wait for you objects. To enter your bird watching era where you're like, that's not an eagle, but I like the way it flies.
I don't know if I ever do. I think I could do green thumbing. Like I could do planting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that could be like my old person hobby.
Yeah. Well, Leo's good at that, right?
Yeah, you know, I could do some green thumb work. I could see myself getting into like oil painting.
I want watercolors. Yeah.
Know, like let's do something crazy here, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe get into like what's that, the pencil one, the graphite?
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's nice.
I wanna do some art.
Would you be the guy with the easel on the sidewalk and he like sets up at a certain time of day and he's just like doing it in public?
Because then
you get a little bit of an audience, and you like an audience.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it in public, but I'm not gonna take requests.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna be in public. Yeah, don't talk to me.
Yes,
just see what I'm doing.
There was a guy for years. I think I saw him recently in front of McSorley's Ale House in East Village. You know that place?
Yeah, yeah.
He'll set up in the same exact spot and just paint the same exact picture. And I'm sure he does other things, but he loves a McSorley's painting. And it,
that's awesome.
You know, like varies by season or time of day. So that's one approach.
And I might also do like I might get into like chess.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind like doing like a board game. I just like stuff where like I get to like sit on a milk crate essentially and just do stuff.
And commune.
Yeah, I wanna be outside with people, like around people. I don't know if I want all people.
Yeah.
But like I want access to people.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about the watercolors outside, because then you're people watching. I'm an extrovert. It's the isolated stuff. Like even in here, in this office, when I'm like cranking through a video project or whatever, I get lonely and
it,
you know, like it's I need the energy of people watching. Like that's what people hate on, you know, going to the cafe and working on your screenplay or whatever.
Right.
I like being in a cafe. And actually, it's nice to be able to edit on a laptop because now you can do that sometimes in public. Just being around people gives me a little bit of energy because I'm like, well, if they're getting shit done, I also got to get shit done.
Mm.
You know?
I go through that like once a month. The rest of the time, I'm okay not seeing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like people think I'm an extrovert because I do stand up, but like I actually don't like being around people at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm good. I got like 20 people that I want to talk to all year.
Am I one of them?
Yeah, you're
okay,
on the, that's why
thank,
we're here.
Thank
you know,
God.
Like
thank
we'll
God.
Talk. Be awkward.
Well, yeah, you also, you know, you know you're going to fill your night with if you got two or three spots in a night, you're going to be interacting with a lot of people.
Yeah, like I enjoy that. Like I'm going to get like an hour of people a day.
Yeah.
I enjoy it like sincerely, but like a 10-hour day I find draining. Like when I had jobs, like I felt exhausted at the end of the day.
Totally.
Emotionally. And like, I'd have to like rev myself up to do that. And I did it well, so people thought I enjoyed it, and I did not. It's too much.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It's a lot of interfacing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some people, we talked about on last episode, some people are energy vampires and they leech energy from you, and some people fill you up, and yeah, you got to choose wisely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you could choose wisely in a retail environment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're just faced with...
You just stuck with it.
Let me ask you about Bob's Furniture Store.
Okay, what's up?
So Disney Plus has now gone full commercial. It used to be if you paid a certain price for Disney Plus, you never saw a commercial. Now commercials are just... We're getting barraged. Maybe
really?
I didn't pay my bill. I don't know what's going on. But Bob's Furniture is one of the big ones.
Shout out to Bob's, yo.
And their price point seems higher than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, times have changed.
But they were like the good discount spot, right? Like you could get like a sectional. It was like $2,000 or something. A corner sectional with the cup holders and everything.
Right.
It said it was like $2,000 or maybe $3,000 or something. Is that a good? Is that normal?
I would still say that's pretty affordable. Yeah. Depending on, like, you know, more specifics, but yeah, like.
Depending on the specs.
Yeah, like I need to know like the material.
How many reclining
and all that.
Seats
yeah,
are there?
Like stuff like all
there
the
electric.
There was
a USB plug because that was one of the gags. Is a little kid, a young kid yeah. on his phone plugging in the charger.
But like I would, in terms of price compared to like the Raymores and like mm-hmm. the other furniture store chains, I found that they were usually like 30-40% lower.
Always cheaper. Okay.
Yeah, I would still say that's the case.
All right.
And it's no big secret. I'm not even, I don't work for Bob's anymore, so
yeah,
I don't got nothing to make from it.
This is an insider secret.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't got Bob's stock. They ain't not public. You know
do you have
what I mean?
A Bob bobblehead around your house?
No, I do have a Bob keychain.
Yeah?
Yeah, I nice. Got a rubber. Technically, I mean, I can't get fired, but technically, I still have keys to a Bob's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like I never gave them when I like resigned.
Let's go in there and record a special in the middle, or a podcast talk. In the middle of the night, or a special.
We could do it. We got like 30 minutes before people show up.
Before the cops come.
But sure, I got the keys to the Bob's front door,
yeah,
and I got keys to the Bob's in-store doors.
Okay.
So, yeah, I forgot to give them back. I showed them to like my boys that still work. They're like, yo, if anybody want them, and they're like, ha ha ha, but no one ever collects them. So yeah. It's been like 6 years now. They're still there. But
I used to have a key to an editing facility in Midtown because I was like, I'm gonna keep this because I might be in this neighborhood and need to use the bathroom. So I'll always have a bathroom key for it was like the Gramercy area of town. And
that's clutch.
I kept it for, it was probably on my keychain for like 3 years, and then I never used it, and I was like, I got to get rid of this key. It makes no sense.
I will say, so like, for people shopping, this is a super niche part of our audience.
Yeah.
If you need sofas, the secret to Bob's low price is just bulk buying. That's all it is.
What do you mean?
So like,
oh, they buy a lot?
They use the same manufacturer as Raymore. All of those companies, they all use the same freaking place. So you ain't going to get better material at either one of them.
Oh, interesting.
Sincerely, literally the same factory. The difference is in how they order.
Mm.
So like a Raymore, if they have, they'll have like very similar looking sets, slightly different so that you can't say the same one, but it's super similar.
Yeah.
And then the difference will be like, and I'm using, you know, random numbers, but like Bob's will order 10,000 of the sofa in brown. And Raymore will order 1,000 of them in 10 different colors.
Okay.
So they'll have, if you want it in purple, we could get it for you in purple at Bob's, but you got to wait 6 weeks for the special order.
Right, right.
Whereas Raymore is like, yo, it's going to cost you double, but we got it today.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's still cheaper than anyone else but Bob's.
Yes.
And then Bob's is saying, yo, if you fuck with the most popular color, we have it 100% the lowest price.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference between most of those companies.
Where's the factory?
Most of them are overseas. They have like four different countries that they do that stuff in. Admittedly, none of them were in America, just because again, a big part of their demo was price point.
Well, and they got to hire children to make these.
You know what I mean? Hell yeah, baby. So, you know what I mean?
That's not happening here. We're not putting our kids to work.
But yeah, like, and again, if there's furniture stores that do make all their stuff in America, but then again, you're paying exponentially more because you know labor here is far more expensive. Dope. If you want to support that, that's cool. But that's really the big secret. It's just a matter of straight up bulk ordering.
We're talking volume.
Volume, baby. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is the nitty gritty y'all wanted to hit.
Higher volume, lower overhead.
You know what I mean?
That's why we're recording 10 episodes in this one sitting. Because we got to churn them out. The audience is clamoring. They can't get enough of this show.
They keep sending emails in gas store. You're not talking about furniture enough.
Yes. We got to know the ins and the outs. Now let's talk potato chips. Can you tell us about the potato chip world?
In the state of Arizona, Frito-Lay can't make deliveries after 5 a.m. because at daylight it gets so hot during the summer that the bags pop in the truck.
Oh my God.
So they actually have like all overnight schedules over there, whereas like New York,
wow,
that would be insanity.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what would make it pop? Like the air just gets so hot it expands.
Yeah, cuz the truck is metal.
Yeah.
So like the truck is hotter. Yeah, it's hotter in there than the outside. So like the bags will pop and then like you taking the L.
That's such a fun fact, and I like the idea of fun facts from other careers before comedy. Like,
straight up.
Like in industry inside information. I'm trying to think of
you
something.
You learn like weird shit like that. Like it's the same reason that Frito-Lay doesn't sell their peanut vanilla covered pretzels during the summer.
Oh yeah,
for same
it'll
reason
just
it'll
melt right
off.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people enjoy them all year, but like it unless it's already in the store, they ain't pushing it.
You ever get a very open and disappointing candy bar? It's like all melted.
Yeah.
And like it's on the bottom of the envelope inside.
That's not cool.
That's gross.
You deserve better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why you gotta. If you ever walk through the train station at 14th Street and 8th Avenue. Go from the L to the E.
Okay.
There's that snack stand, and you look in the freezer. He's got a pile of candy bars in the bottom. See, this is a sugar addict knows where to get the good stuff. Like I know that in the hottest times of August, I can get a cold Snickers bar in that guy's freezer because he knows to keep them refrigerated under the bottles of water.
That's real.
Yeah,
I like that.
Should we take it to Reddit or should we, did you get mad at anything this week? We haven't done a What's Dad Mad About lately. I have one.
Talk to me.
That I have to talk about a little vaguely. So, yeah. Ooh. So this is, What's Dad Mad About.
What's Dad Mad About?
What's Dad Mad About?
So here's what I'm mad about this week. I got this customer.
Did you pause to leave space for your intro?
Yes, I did. I did. You caught me. I tried to sneak it in.
I'm calling it out, okay? Every time I see it.
I love it. This is how you direct from the podcaster's seat also.
How do we? This felt like a segment, you know.
I have control problems. Can you tell? And that actually, my control problems play into this issue. So,
okay.
One of my three jobs is video production, and I've been directing these episodes. I mean, I feel like I just want to say what's going on very specifically, and just publicly put this company on blast. I never say on blast. I don't know why I said that.
No,
Tori Piskin recently posted a story about, you know Tori.
I don't, maybe, I
a
believe
big
so.
Big red hair, really funny girl. She's a great comic. She moved to LA too. She's like a comic / influencer. So she'll get hired to like make reels and stories for companies. And she publicly called out this company. She said, I did, you know, $1,200 worth of work for this company. They haven't paid me. This is who they are. And just put it out there. And I was like, so proud of her because of how she did. It was funny. It was, it didn't seem dramatic to me. It felt like this is a creator who deserves their money, you know? And when I saw that, I was like, I am in a similar situation, but I don't know if I'm ready to just start putting it out there. So I guess I won't. But the point is I did all this work for this company back in October and early November. So like 120 days ago now. The final invoice for the job was like $3,800 and, they haven't paid yet, which is typical. Like a lot of times companies say like, we don't pay for 90 days.
Right. Right.
And that's fine. But the 90 day mark was approaching and I always follow up with people. I say, hey, just checking in about payment. And this company notoriously always pays late. But I got to stay on top of stuff. So I email them and I just never get a response. I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Whoa.
I'm like, what's up with that? And I email them again. I don't get a response again. And then I check with a buddy. I'm like, hey, I emailed the people I normally email. Nobody's getting back to me. And I said, I emailed this woman. I'll change the name. I emailed Sarah about the money. She didn't respond. And he said, and he works for this company. He said, don't tell anybody I told you this. But Sarah does not exist. Sarah is the accountant of the company.
Whoa.
He was like, Sarah does not exist. The owners created this person so that all of their clients are emailing this one email account, but she's not actually a person. And I'm like, well, that's really creepy and weird and annoying, because they, the two owners, always tell me, oh, you have to check with Sarah about your payment, so give her an email. So anyway, I don't hear from them or Sarah. And then I give it some time. And then Tori posted her thing, and I'm like angry now because nobody's communicating with me. And I see Tori's thing, so I decide to hit them up on Instagram. I hit up their production company direct, and I just message somebody, and I say, hey, if any of the owners are around, I've been trying to get someone to respond to my email, or could you please get Sarah to reach out to me? And I put Sarah in air quotes. And finally, one of the owners emails me, and she says, hey, we've restructured our company. We have major cash flow issues right now. And we've also Sarah no longer works for the company. But can you remind us what we owe you? And I'm like, that's insane that you don't have these invoices from Sarah. Like, there's no organization. I can't believe you don't know what you owe me. So I send the invoice again, $3,800 invoice, the expense reports, all the stuff. And I give them the total in the thing. And she says, we're so sorry. We're going to send you this money. We're going to send it via Zelle. What's your Zelle information? And they're in another country, by the way, but it's an American show. Sorry, this is taking so long.
No,
so
you?
I say, okay, this is how you Zelle me. And then they sent right away. They sent another email and they say, we've reached our Zelle maximum for the day. So we can't Zelle you, but we're going to send a wire transfer. How do we wire transfer you? So I send my business banking information for a wire transfer. Now, this is last week that the wire transfer information goes, and they say, we'll wire you immediately. The money never comes over the weekend. Just yesterday, I email and I say, hey, I didn't see the wire come in, just checking in, make sure you got the info correct. And she goes, Sarah sent you a check on Friday, so it should arrive to you by the end of this week.
Sarah's back,
so
baby.
So Sarah's back at the office. Can you believe it?
Yo!
Sarah's back.
I love to hear that.
She was let go. The company was restructured. They were going to Zelle, then they were going to wire. But Sarah came back and said, you know what? We're going to send an analog check from overseas.
Patrick prefers old school anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
So now I'm just like, they're like totally just saying whatever they got to say for me to stop checking in with them, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on, but these are warning shots. Me talking about this right now are warning shots, and if this money is not in my bank account, I'll give you 30 more days, because I don't want to like not get the money, but like I'm gonna like really start doing weird shit publicly.
I'm with you.
It doesn't come to me.
Do that, baby. I love this.
I appreciate the support.
I love this energy. I'm about it. You know, I'm a as you were saying that, I got reminded of a time something similar happened to
me.
Yeah. January 2021.
Was it Sarah, by the way?
Sarah, everywhere, baby. I ordered a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema camera used from Lens Rental.
Yeah.
AKA Lens Authority, I believe. There's two different parts of their business. They have a rental company. After the camera's been in rotation, they sell it used.
Yeah.
I bought a used Blackmagic camera for them, and I didn't know the company. I've never bought from them before. They're like a local business in another state, and the only reason I decided to trust them is because when you go to order, it says that it'll be delivered by FedEx, but a signature is required upon delivery.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, like if I'm a get my camera, it's not going to get jacked on the way to me. They're not going to lose it. You know what I mean? And if I don't get it, I could just cancel payment. If I do get it, I'm going to physically be holding it and signing for a camera.
Yeah.
So they say it gets delivered. I don't have my camera. So I'm like, all right, like it happens. It is what it is. But that's why we have this system.
Yeah.
To show that, like, I got it directly. So I'm like, yo, like, I didn't get the camera. And they tell me, no, we have, it says that you signed for it. I said, oh, so this is perfect. There's no way I signed for it. I'm telling you I didn't sign for it.
Yeah.
They're like, no, like, you signed for it. I'm like, I would know if I signed. I'm the person that is saying that signed. So they said, we're gonna reach out to FedEx and hold an investigation. And I said, listen, my issue is FedEx is saying they delivered it. I'm not even doubting that. They probably came to my door and dropped it. But I live in East New York. You don't drop boxes in front of my crib that say signature required and don't wait for my signature. So I'm not going to deny that the person is going to say they delivered it. I'm saying you can't find me anything that I signed.
Right.
And so they're like, we're going to reach out to FedEx to investigate. I'm like, you're not understanding me. My problem is with FedEx. I'm saying they didn't get my signature. So you're going to reach out to them to tell them to investigate them.
Yeah.
So they do that.
The paper trail is clear. Like,
I don't know what more to do. Like,
investigate, case closed.
Yeah, like, there's nothing, like, tell FedEx. And I was like, so they reach out to FedEx. FedEx comes back to them. They're like, FedEx says it is delivered and that you signed. I'm like, literally impossible. Tell them to show you what I signed.
Yeah.
I promise you it will not be my signature. I did not sign anything. And they go back. They say, no, FedEx said it signed it. So then I go to the FedEx website. I reach out my own case claim with FedEx. FedEx gets back to me directly saying they can't tell me what happened because I'm not the customer. Lens Authority's the customer.
Oh, God.
So they won't tell me what happened. So I go through the FedEx website to try to figure out my own end of it. It turns out this is January 2021. Peak COVID.
Yeah.
They made a rule change that they don't need signatures.
Contactless delivery.
Yeah. So I'm like, if you could do contactless delivery for a signature required delivery, it's no longer a signature required delivery.
Right.
So I'm like, I wouldn't have ordered from you, random company in new whatever state.
Yeah.
If I knew that this is what signature required now meant in this vague world.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And also, I would say there are clever ways you can still get a signature without contacting the person.
Yeah, they had to have figured that out. So they go back and forth with me. I got audio of me explaining this to the customer service rep.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened. She's 100% on board with me.
Yeah.
But once she escalates it, nobody fucks with me.
Yeah.
So. I speak to her, the customer service reps. I got emails with the managers. I eventually get to the CEO, and he's like, I'm gonna call you. And he calls me to tells me, listen, there's nothing we could do.
By the way, you know you're dealing with a terrible company when the CEO could just call you from his living room.
He like, listen, my G. We trying out here, yo.
he's like, yeah, I can talk. I don't have a whole lot going on.
Real talk. He hits me up, and I record this whole phone call, and it's him telling me like, yeah, we did an investigation, and it says you got the package. I was like, again, I'm not denying the delivery. I'm denying that I got it because, again, I never signed for it. And you can't show me anything that says it does.
Yeah.
And he says, unfortunately, that's what our partner says. I'm like, how are they your partner? I'm the customer. Like, you know what I mean? They're the ones that jerked me. You're just taking advantage of this situation.
Yeah.
So they're like, listen, unfortunately, it is what it is. That's where it's going to end. I'm like, so what can we do from here? They're like, nothing. I'm like, you can't even give me like a credit in the store. I'm like, because I'm being frank. I told them, I don't even want money back. I just want a camera.
Right.
Give me another old used camera. Like another black man. Give it to me in 6 months when it's out of rotation.
Yeah.
Still didn't do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, the only thing you could do is take us to small claims court. But I'd have to go to that state.
Oh, God.
To do that because, you know, it's a deal in there. So all that to say, it hasn't happened yet. I don't know. New Lens Rental. You are not based out of New York.
Yeah.
But one day, I promise you, I'm going to go to your storefront and be the most annoying person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For so much of your day. I spent $1,000. I'm letting you know, my goal is to look up what the lowest paid employee at your company makes. And I'm going to divide that into $1,050. And I'm going to take up that much of your company's time.
And figure out how to waste.
Figure out how to waste $1,050 worth of your business's time.
I love it.
Like, on bottom of my heart, I'm going to be at your store. Just asking the most stupid questions all day until I feel satisfied that I got my entertainment's worth of money.
Yeah, and I think you could probably get them to let you test test drive a couple cameras.
Straight up.
Maybe you accidentally drop a lens or two.
I'm falling over racks of shit. Yeah, like, just, yo, just, oh, just like,
shelf,
shit.
Shelf.
Just, it's insane, dude. Like, yeah. I'm blown away that they couldn't, like, understand. I didn't sign, and you can't show me that, and tell FedEx to show you that.
Yeah.
That's all I was asking. I was like, literally, if I signed it, tell FedEx to show you the paper I signed.
Yeah.
It does not exist.
Yeah.
To this day, don't exist.
Yeah.
The only reason they got away with this is because they're not in a bordering state. If they was in, like, literally UMPA, Jersey, Connecticut, y'all would have hated me already.
And there's no way they're just scamming you, right? Like they couldn't get FedEx to have an official, like, delivery notification. Like,
I didn't even think of it that far. I hope not.
Yeah.
Like, my assumption is that I genuinely believe they sent the camera. Like, yeah. I've looked into them. Their rep online is clean. So, yeah. Like, I was trying to, like, everyone's saying you're a good company, and I'm clearly proving I'm the customer getting jerked here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, yo, like, do the right thing in this one case.
Right.
Give me a camera.
Yeah.
Like, and again, that's the other thing that pissed me off. I'm like, I'm not even asking for my money back. I'm just saying, give me another used
one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'll wait the year until that camera's out of your rotation. But, like, yo, that's so greased to just tell me, nah, and it's over.
Wait, what state are they in?
I don't know, but it's no way near here.
And it's probably not a brick and mortar anyway.
No, there was.
Oh, there was.
Yeah, because they had the dual business. They had a physical location for the stuff they sold, but then they also had a rental business as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can integrate this into your fitness journey. Maybe we just...
Yo, I'm walking over there,
make the walk to Rhode Island or wherever they are, and then waste their time.
Yo, real talk, be like...
I think the root of this stuff, for me at least, is, yeah, like, if you mess with my money, it feels like you're messing with my family. Mm. And now that I'm a provider, like, you know, I used to not have to worry about anybody but myself. But if you mess with my money, you're messing with the whole structure of how I have a home.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, this stuff drives me crazy.
Real talk. So pay my man his money. Give me my camera.
Yes.
Real talk.
Or else you're going to get vigilante justice.
I mean, I'm telling you, real talk, you better hope I don't get rich, because, like, all I'm looking to do is board projects.
Actually, we might be able to solve both problems here. This is how crazy I've gotten. I've been like, maybe I can, like, keep an eye on their social media and figure out when their next New York City shoot is, and I can just go and casually pick up a camera bag and walk off set. Because that's $4,000 right there.
Boom.
So
done deal.
You paid me back. I got you a camera.
We're
all set.
Baby.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace.
We'll see you soon.